Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. My guess is that some of you today are struggling with a very difficult decision, and you're just unsure which way to turn. In this kind of situation, the very first question you should ask is, what does God say? We're always looking for a sign. God says, look for a scripture. We're always looking for God to give us a miracle of some kind, but God says, go to my word. You know, when I'm going to make a decision in any area of my life, a decision with my family or a decision with my kids or about my ministry or work or about my education or money or really anything, the first question I ask is this: what does God say? What does God say? God's will is found in God's word. In Proverbs 2, the Bible says, it is the Lord who gives wisdom, and from him come knowledge and understanding. That's what you need to make that difficult decision. You need wisdom, you need knowledge, and you need understanding. And the Bible says those three things come from his word. God provides the help and protection for those who are righteous and honest. And the Bible says God cares, and the Bible says that God helps those who come to him for wisdom. Now, this may be the most important thing you hear this week, so listen closely. When you need wisdom to make a decision, stop listening for a voice and start looking for a verse. God has already provided the answer you need in the Bible. So let's get started by looking into God's Word today on Daily Hope.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called Doing Business with God. Now in these lessons, we'll learn what it truly means to do our work as unto the Lord, and how our work can be a form of ministry to others and worship to God. Whether your work is at home, on a job site, in an office, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can find significance in your occupation, allowing you to enjoy your work more than ever. How does that sound? These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Making Wise Decisions at Work.
If I have a major decision to make, and I don't know which way to turn, I can't figure out what to do, what am I supposed to do? Number one, the first thing you do is this: check the Bible. Check the Bible. This is the principle of revelation, and that is, before you do anything else, before you get anybody else's perspective on what you're going to do, you need to go to the Word, and you need to get God's perspective. Now, this book, the Bible, is literally filled with God's advice on work and on business. The Old Testament is the book of illustration, and the New Testament is the book of instruction. The Old Testament just illustrates everything that the New Testament teaches. So if you want to know the principles of success and the principles of work and the principles of finance, you go to the Bible, and in the Old Testament you find all of these stories, like the story of Joseph and the story of Daniel and the story of David and Abraham and Moses and all these other guys, and you can find principles illustrated in their lives. And then you go to the New Testament, particularly the Gospels and, of course, the letters of Paul. But also in the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs is a book of instruction that tells you examples and, proverbs of what God wants us to do with our lives. The point I want to make on this first point here is the Bible teaches very clearly, when in doubt, read the owner's manual. That God gave us this manual for life. And the Bible says, your words are spirit and they are life. Now notice what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 2. It is the Lord who gives wisdom. From him comes knowledge and understanding. He provides help and protection for those who are righteous and honest. Now notice five benefits of checking the Bible. You might circle them: wisdom, knowledge, understanding, help, and protection. If I've got a major decision to make, those are five things I want. I want wisdom, I want knowledge, I want understanding, I want help, and I want protection. I want you to write this down on your outline. Stop listening for a voice
and start looking for a verse. That's what you need to do when you don't know what to do with your work or anything else. Stop listening for a voice and start looking for a verse. It's all there. God has already said it all. And a lot of guys are sitting out there trying to decide, men and women trying to decide, what am I supposed to do with my work? And they're waiting for God to write it in the sky. He's not going to write it in the sky. He's already written it in a book. And so don't go outside and sit and say, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Go read the word of God. God isn't going to write it in the sky. And this is truth, and it is eternal truth, which means it's always right. Now, let me ask you, that's true confession. How many of you have ever made a decision based on an impression that seemed right, but it ended up being a disaster? Yeah, I would guess all of us would say that's true. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, there on your outline, verse 26, a man is foolish to trust himself. But those who use God's wisdom, that's the Bible, those who use God's wisdom are safe. In other words, don't rely on an impression, because an impression most of the time is just an impression. Write this down. Feelings aren't facts. Feelings aren't facts. You may feel it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. You might think, this is a great time to start a business, or I have a great idea for a business, and you have a feeling about it, but feelings aren't facts. They're just feelings, and feelings often lie, and if you get an impression, the odds are you're 50% wrong. You need something far more reliable than feelings to base your life, your work, your career, your family, and everything else on. So the first question you want to ask is this: what does God say? When I'm going to make a decision in any area of my life, a decision with my family, a decision with my kids, a decision with my work, a decision with my education, with my money, with anything, I want to ask first, what does God say? And before you do anything else, you get God's perspective. I don't know that I've ever told you this, but before I started Saddleback Church, I read through the Bible 13 times. I wanted to fill my mind so much with what God's word said. I just spent time reading it over and over from cover. I read it 13 times before I started this church, because I want to know, what does God say about leadership? What does God say about growing something? What does God say about building something new? About starting something from scratch? What does God say? And I filled my mind with the word of God. Check the Bible. That's the principle of revelation. Okay, number two, get the facts. That's step number two. Get the facts. And I'm talking about the facts on your particular situation. I mean, because you're not going to find the word McDonald's in the Bible. And so God's not going to tell you to start a McDonald's or a Subway or something like that. How do I know what I'm supposed to do? This is the principle of information. And what you do here is you find out everything you can before you make the decision. This is called doing your due diligence. You study. You examine. You ask questions. You research. You get a realistic view of the situation before you make the decision to jump in on any decision. Let's say you're trying to think about, should I start a new business? You need to study the situation first. I mean, so many people get a great idea and say, you know, I'm a good cook. I think I'll start a restaurant. That's based on a feeling. Okay? And a lot of people start businesses or get into jobs without checking first, what's the job market like there? What's the current market? Is it needed, without studying the customers? Do we need another restaurant? You know, some whatever things like that. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:16, every prudent man acts out of knowledge. Acts out of knowledge. Just go back to that illustration of a restaurant. You know, over where I live, there's a building that in the time that I've lived there, there have been six different restaurants in that building that have all failed. Now, let's say you get an idea. I've got a great recipe for pizza. Well, you may have, but I wouldn't suggest you do it in that building. because obviously that's a bad location for a restaurant. And without, and it's sure hubris, it's pride. Well, I can do what other people haven't done. Oh, really? Don't you think the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 restaurants who were there first thought, this one will work? They didn't study the market. They didn't study the customer. They didn't study the situation. They didn't get the facts.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called The Work God Shaped You to Do from our series called Doing Business with God. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word DAILY to 313131. Again, that's the word DAILY to 313131. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Many people aren't excited about their work, and they may even dread it. Maybe this is because we see our work as a necessary evil or just a means to an end. But when you look at your work from God's perspective, there's so much more. Did you know your work can be a form of worship to God? The Hebrew word for work in the Old Testament also means worship and serve. It doesn't matter if you're working in the home, at a job site, or in an executive office. Your work can be a ministry that brings honor to God. Pastor Rick Warren says that you'll find real significance and meaning in any job once you've got the Lord's perspective on it. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, Rick wants to send you his study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. This biblical look at work includes a 6-session DVD and workbook that will give you the tools you need to find purpose in your work, allowing you to enjoy your job more than ever, or maybe even for the first time. These insights and more are part of Pastor Rick's study kit called Christians in the Workplace, equipping you to live out your faith at work. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, let's say you get an idea. I've got a great recipe for pizza. Well, you may have, but I wouldn't suggest you do it in that building. Because obviously, that's a bad location for a restaurant. And without, and it's sure hubris, it's pride. Well, I can do what other people haven't done. Oh, really? Don't you think the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 restaurants who were there first thought, this one will work? They didn't study the market. They didn't study the customer. They didn't study the situation. They didn't get the facts. Proverbs 13:16, every prudent man acts out of knowledge. Look at the next verse, Proverbs 18:13. How stupid to decide before knowing the facts. How stupid. You know, a lot of new businesses, the reason they fail is because of uninformed optimism. You know, we talked about at the business conference we had a week ago on Friday. U.S. Labor Department statistics say of all new businesses, 80% of them fail within the first year. 80%. Of those, the 20% that goes on, 80% of those will fail by year 5. And of those that go on, 80% of those will fail by year 10. Now, there's only one style of business that actually has a 80 to 90% success rate. That's the business system franchise, which is those Blimpies and Starbucks and McDonald's and Wendy's. When you buy one of those businesses, you don't buy hamburger at Wendy's. You're buying a system that's almost goof-proof. What is that saying? It's saying that those people have done their research and they know what makes a business fail and what makes a business success. But a lot of people don't do that. They have uninformed optimism. I got a great idea, therefore I'm going to go start a business. No, you shouldn't do that. By the way, a lot of people go into marriage that way too. But we love each other. What are you going to live on? We'll live on love. That lasts about 4 days. Okay. You got to get the facts. Before I started Saddleback Church, I spent 6 months getting the facts. The first thing I did, I read 72 books on church growth. I read everything in print on church growth before I'd ever even moved to Orange County. And then I went and I spent 6 months studying demographics and census statistics and discovered that during between 1970 and 1980, that the Saddleback Valley was the fastest growing area in Orange County, and that Orange County between 1970 and 1980 was the fastest growing county in America. I thought, they're probably going to need some new churches. A lot of people are moving in there. I didn't just go out and say, well, I like this city, so I'm going to go there. I did a place where I knew there was going to be a need. And I spent hours and hours studying census statistics and did demographic studies. Proverbs 14:16 says this, sensible people are careful to stay out of trouble, but stupid people are careless and act too quickly. Circle the phrase, act too quickly. This is one of the biggest mistakes we make in decision making. It's important to make the right decision, not a fast decision. A lot of times we're enamored with making a decision fast. We got to make it fast. We got to make it fast. We got to make it fast. Let me tell you something. Pressure is never from God. I'll say it again. Pressure. If you feel pressured to make a decision, it's never from God. Zero. Absolutely none from God. Why? Because Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me if you're tired and heavy laden, I will give you rest. God doesn't put more on you, more pressure on you. If you feel pressure, that's from you, it's from other people, it's from the devil, it's from culture, it could be from a lot of things, but it isn't from God. Anytime you feel pressured to make a decision, you should absolutely stop at that moment and say, wait a minute, why am I feeling pressure right now? And you need to ask yourself, have I got all the facts? It's like these telemarketers who call you up and they say, we want to sell you 1,000 acres of prime property in Arizona for a ranch. You don't even have to see it. Just send us the money. And that, you know, and they're going to pressure you to make a decision or to pressure you to go on a cruise. No, no. Any pressure like that is not of God. Sensible people are careful to stay out of trouble. Stupid people are careless and act too quickly. So the second question you want to ask when you got to make a major decision is this. What do I need to know? First, what has God said? And then second, what do I need to know and how do I find it? What do I need to know and how do I find it? And then whatever it takes, you go do that. Maybe you need to take a seminar. Go to a seminar. Maybe you need to take a class. Maybe you need to read a book, listen to some tapes or cassettes or MP3s or whatever. But you figure out, what do I need to know and how do I find it? And this is exactly what I did before starting Saddleback. Well, I knew nothing about starting a church. I'd never started a church. So I read everything I could. I studied all I could. I researched all I could. And I didn't just check the Bible. I got the facts about this area and about what it takes to grow a church. The third thing you do, and the Bible says in Solomon's 8 Steps of Wisdom, is ask for advice. Ask for advice. This is the third thing you need to do if you got a major decision. See, we would rather pretend like we know it all and make a mistake than admit we don't know it all and get the advice to actually work. You need to talk to people about your decision. Now, not just anybody. Don't just talk to your best friend and say, what do you think? Oh, I think that's a great job. No, you need to talk to people who've made a similar decision. Let me say it again. Talk to people who've made the decision you're about to make. I'm going to move somewhere. I'm going to leave this job and do this. I'm going to go into consulting. Well, you better talk to somebody who's in the consulting business that you're in before you do that. It's foolish to not do that. You talk to people who are already doing what you've been doing. And number two, you talk to people, personal friends, who know your shape. And say, I need you to just level with me. Tell me, am I really shaped to do this or not? Is this me or is it not me? Proverbs 20, verse 18. Let's read this aloud together. Plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without the advice of others. Now, Getting advice can prevent disaster. It can save you time. It can maximize energy. You know, people say, well, it's wise to learn from experience. That's true. It's wise to learn from experience. Some things you're only going to learn by your own experience. But it's wiser to learn from the experiences of others. Life is too short to learn everything by trial and error. I remember one time a number of years ago, Kay was out speaking somewhere, and it was her birthday was coming up when she got back, and I said, what would you like? She said, I'd like a German chocolate cake for my birthday. So I thought, I'm going to make her a German chocolate cake. And I didn't really realize that there were cake mixes for German chocolate cake. So I made it like from scratch, like no mix. And it took me 3.5 hours to make this cake. I called Marilyn, my neighbor, twice for advice. Am I doing this right? And Marilyn said, yeah, here's what you need. Oh, no, you don't put the eggs in at that point. It would have been a disaster if I had tried to do it without advice. But because I called my neighbor, Marilyn, who I'm sure had made many German chocolate cakes, she knew what to do. She told me, and it came out good, and I was the big hero, and I got a cookie. So you want to say, not just what do I need to know and how to find it? You ask for advice. Proverbs 15, verse 22 says this, without advice, plans go wrong. But with many advisors, they succeed. I did this when I started this church. Life is too short to learn everything by trial and error.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Maybe you've never thought about it, but your job matters to God. You say, how is that? Well, because God planned what you would do with your life, and part of your life includes your job, your work. God planned a ministry for you through the work you do. Now listen. It doesn't matter what your job is. You may be a manager or a stay-at-home mom or dad. You may be a doctor, a teacher, sales clerk, garbage collector. You may be a taxi cab driver. You may be paid or unpaid. You may be a volunteer in your work. No matter what you do, God uses your job to put you in a place where you can minister to others. And your ministry is actually in your job. Now, I'd like to help you with this. I'd like to equip you for your ministry at work. So I put together a study kit that I've called Christians in the Workplace. And it actually includes 6 sessions. They're study sessions. And there's a DVD and there's a study guide where Azusa Pacific professor Paul Schreier and I teach you about ministry at work. And together, we talk about opportunities for spiritual growth, and we give you a guide for moral and ethical decision-making, and we talk about how to find opportunities in your work to share your faith with others. There's a lot of helpful material in this kit, and I'd like to send it to you. I'd like to send you Christians in the Workplace Study Kit just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. And when you support this ministry, you are helping not only share the good news with people around the world, you're helping Christians to grow. Now, I believe that this series is going to be a good series to help you, because we all have to work in different ways. And you'll benefit from this study, and it'll be a great small group study you could actually do with some friends. Now, we're a listener-supported ministry, and your financial gifts make it possible for us to continue broadcasting. So thank you for your gifts. And by the way, visit my website, rickwarren.org, and you can find all kinds of information about other materials, resources, and studies, and of course, the Daily Hope broadcast. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for your support. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. So join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.